After launching several projects in Bentonville, like the Press Room, the Preacher's Son, the Record, and the Holler, the Rope Swing Hospitality Group is coming to Springdale. The company's managing director, Rob Apple, made the announcement at last week's Invest Springdale Summit that was held at the Apollo Theater on Emma Avenue.
This is where I want to stop for a moment, because the Holler is it was a fun project, but it was a bit of an experiment for us. We wanted to know what would happen if you deconstructed a restaurant a bit and let people choose an architecture where they walked in.
The Holler, which is part of the 8th Street Market, includes a play space with several shuffleboard courts, coffee and liquor bars, as well as food.
And we are very eager to do that in Springdale. So we're going to be bringing a hangout concept to Springdale, which we're calling Traveling Public.
The traveling public will be the anchor of what many residents refer to as the old Ryan's building on the corner of Emma and Commercial. Brenda Anderson of the Blue Crane Development Group says they're preserving the outside of the building.
The remainder of the building, the first floor, will be commercial tenant space. We'll be recruiting tenants to that space. And then above that, we'll have a four-story stack that will include 48 apartment units. We believe very strongly that people need to live in downtown, not just visit downtown, but live in downtown.
The Rope Swing Group and Blue Crane Development both have ties to Runway Group, which has ties to the Walton family. Construction on the project is expected to start later this year with an opening in early 2021. Another group called Shiloh Capital announced it's developing another mixed-use residential space on Emma Avenue, just west of the old Washington Elementary School building near the Jones Center. That project will include 24 apartment units that could open as early as 2020. During the summit, plans were also unveiled for Luther George Park. Those plans include access to the creek and an open-air stage. Attendees also saw drawings for a concept called Mile 13, referring to the 13th mile of the Razorback Greenway. It includes a redesign of the crossing at Shiloh Square and the creation of green gathering spaces. A new business announcement was also part of the day's presentations. Tyler Christopher, the executive vice president of Skipstone Pictures, says the film company is moving to Springdale.
Everything that we need, all the resources that we need, are right here in this community. The only thing we don't have is oceanfront. So I'm the director of development, so whenever I get a script to approve and it takes place on an ocean, it now takes place on a lake. Doug, if you want to make your movie, it's not going to be on an ocean, it's going to be on a lake. Beaver Lake, somewhere around there.
Skipstone Pictures has already filmed and produced family-friendly movies like Freddy and Max Winslow in the House of Secrets in Northwest Arkansas. Christopher says their next project is a musical production.
We move very fast. Our shoots are anywhere between 13 and 18 days to shoot an entire movie, right? And the musical is taking 18 days only because it's a musical. And we work 12 to 15 hours a day, 6 days a week for those 18 days.
Christopher says the new film project will include students studying dance and music at the University of Arkansas as part of the cast.